More information on those stories and others at WTUZ.com.
Thank you, Michaela. Where, of course, we're always streaming to streaming services brought to you by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. By the way, they sponsored the Big Z Sports Minute this morning. Just throwing that out there. Hey, yesterday wasn't the only weird day in terms of school news, okay? Sadly, we all know what happened in Florida. But in lighter news, I don't know if this is light news, but it happened right in our own state down in Dayton. A school bus was stolen yesterday morning. The suspect was arrested. They really haven't given a name or how old, if it was a minor or what. But this dude, I'm assuming it was a guy, but just me for, I mean, racially profiling or stereotyping right there. But it could have been a female driving 100 miles per hour in a school bus.
That's down impressive for a school
local
bus.
Roads. Who knew school buses?
Now, were there any kids on the bus?
No. It was,
okay, then in that case, we can make light of the situation.
Yeah, that's correct. It was like 3 a.m. was when it happened yesterday morning. They were chasing the school bus for quite some time. Although, when it came to a halt, the school bus did hit another vehicle, although nobody was hurt. And the school bus then went off into a ditch. That kind of thing. But they have dash cam video of the school bus. Like I said, it looks like Grand Theft Auto. Somebody had a good old time trying to steal a school bus.
If you're going to steal a vehicle,
why a school bus?
Why a school bus?
You could turn it into one nice RV, I guess, maybe.
I know what it is. I know why he did it.
Take out all the seats. Yeah, he or she, you're right.
The tiny house craze.
Is that why?
That he's going to turn it into a tiny house.
Just let it be like a ranch-style home.
Yeah, a little tiny house that's on wheels.
I guess you're right.
That's what it is. I know it is.
AKA a mobile home, if you...
Tiny house. Isn't that what it's called? Tiny house?
A tiny mobile home. He may be onto something.
Yeah.
Or she.
Or she.
Or she, maybe.
But it's entrepreneur. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to start a business here.
That's right. Much like the Girl Scout that we talked about the other day, selling cookies out of a...
Just don't do it in a school. Just don't do it by stealing a school bus.
Girl Scout cookies at a marijuana dispensary. I mean, record sales right there. All right, more high school news. This one much more lighthearted. Depends, though, in the end, an animal had to be put down.
PETA is going to be calling us now, Eric.
They
Thank
will
you.
Be upset. They can text us, PETA can, on the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339.
Don't encourage
9399. A high school in southeast Idaho placed on lockdown yesterday, not because of anybody who went mad.
Because of potatoes.
Not because of a potato spill.
Oh.
But because of a raging bull. Yes, a black Angus bull escaped from a
Sounds
local...
Sounds like it should be on the menu at Texas Roadhouse.
Escaped from a local auction yard and trampled over signs and charged at people through the little town of Burley, Idaho yesterday. Eventually made its way to Burley High School, where the school obviously had to be placed on lockdown.
It was a wild bull.
It was going wild. It was raging, if you will.
Was it like someone's bull that got out?
It was.
Or do they have wild bulls in Idaho?
No, it was for an auction block, and it ended up being...
he didn't want to be...
Ended up escaping.
He did not want to become a menu item on Texas Roadhouse menu.
Yeah, the bull escaped
an auction... I don't blame him.
Verbatim, the bull escaped an auction yard and stormed into town, trampling signs, charging at people before arriving at Burley High School. It sounds like a docu-series or a docudrama. The bull eventually had to be sadly put down.
Sounds like that's where he was headed anyhow.
I know.
He was at an auction. Really? They had to do it that many times?
I think so. It's Black Angus Bull. It's quite massive. It is quite massive. They did it to keep the public safe, though. Don't know if they're going to distribute any of that.
And they're going to celebrate by having a cookout.
There you go. What other way would you celebrate?
That's super sad because the poor bull obviously knew that, you know, his life was taking a turn for the worse.
And he fought. They couldn't save that bull another way. I mean, it's a bunch of bull, if you
ask
me.
Here's the thing.
Really.
I've got a feeling, because sometimes I ask that, like, why not sedate the animal and then set them free away from the situation?
Yeah.
But I've got a feeling that bull wasn't really designed to be... saved anyhow from
right.
what I'm getting
it
here.
Escaped it may have been a mentally
he was
ill
being bull. Auctioned
may have been for good cause I guess hey also for good cause your buddy Blake
hey everybody,
right
this is Blake Shelton on 99.9 FM
listen
and I'm drunk
no matter if he drinks a lot or not he did donate a hefty amount to a local playground near his hometown
and donate a kidney
and Tishomingo don't want either of those from Blake but he will donate money $50,000 to improve this park so
which is nothing to him
so that yeah I know it's, he basically took the money from a restaurant he just opened there like the first couple weeks earnings and just through it.
To redo a park.
So the kids can play, obviously. The kids are important.
Yeah, he's a family man now.
I believe, and so does Blake, that the children are our future. I guess in May is when all the kids will be able to play on Blake's Playground. That's what it's going to be called. Blake's Ground.
Is it really going to be called
Blake's
Playground?
No, it's not. I made all that stuff
up. Thank goodness.
Made all of it up. Hey, celebrity's doing a good thing. Have you heard about this weird story? Luke Wilson, actor, who's the brother of Owen Wilson.
Oh, the unknown brother of Owen Wilson, who played in Armageddon, by the way.
Luke Wilson?
No, Owen Wilson.
Where is Owen Wilson at in Armageddon?
He's the guy that's sitting at the table and says...
Is Owen Wilson really in Armageddon?
Mm-hmm. He is the... Okay, so they're at the table and they're describing what... this asteroid is going to be like, and then Owen Wilson is like the super country rancher guy, and he's like,
yeah,
so the scariest place imaginable. Just say it's the scariest place imaginable.
Now I remember. Yeah.
Hello. Don't challenge me on Armageddon,
God,
Eric McElroy.
You're right. I should have known. How could I forget the Will Ferrell? What the heck am I talking about? Owen Wilson was in that movie. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to Luke Wilson, which is his brother. Okay, there was a car accident in L.A. yesterday. Sadly, somebody did pass away, but... he saved somebody's life in a burning, smoldering car, a female whose car went on its side. Luke Wilson, according to reports, was the man who led the charge in saving this woman's life, which is kind of amazing. So, I mean, you think an actor sitting in traffic, I'll go around. You know what I mean? Enlisted his services.
That's awesome.
And helped.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of saving people, this is a very interesting segue that I'm going for here.
Yeah.
I finally watched and caught up on This Is Us.
All caught up. What did you think of the fire episode?
Kind of. It was really good, and I bawled through the entire thing. And here's something.
Do you think it's lame how they did it?
No. I think it was genius how they did it. But... I will tell you that I learned something about This Is Us, and my fellow This Is Us fans can probably relate.
You're This Is Users.
My This Is Users. Okay, so the thing about This Is Us is you cry through every episode. It does not.
I don't know why they do it to you.
It doesn't matter what the situation is. You cry and you're emotional. Yesterday, I really had an opportunity. Remy took a long nap, and I was like, "Oh, I could totally binge watch and watch two episodes in a row."
Mm.
I could not handle it. It's like, I cannot be crying for 3 hours straight. Okay, I can't do it. I gotta take a break.
That's a show you can't binge watch.
No. You have to see a counselor afterwards.
Yeah. Aaron comes home, you're bawling, you box of tissues. Honey, what's wrong? It's Valentine's Day.
I watched This Is Us 4 hours ago and it just would stop crying. No, it was really good for those who haven't caught up yet.
This Is Users.
Oh my goodness.
I'm also a This Is Usher, so I can't hate.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Makes you want to be a better parent. Because Jack kind of like kills it. He's awesome.
Oh, Dad of the Year.
For sure.
First me, then him. just saying. I would have survived that.
He copied. He had twins.
Smoke inhalation, nothing to me. I would have survived. But he did get all his children out, right? And how about that way he got them out? With the whole sheet, right?
Don't spoiler alert.
Crap, you're right.
Come on, there are people who still don't know.
Crap. One thing I can't spoil is this beautiful spring-like weather we have today.